The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two. Well, a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network, Visa.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin live from Barcanada here at the D in beautiful downtown Las Vegas. I'm allowed to call it beautiful, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, it's absolutely majestic is what it is. Still to come this hour. Not only Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke, not only Kelly and I talking about number one seed odds in the National Football League, but are you ready for this? For those who missed it, the return of Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports. He will have a college basketball release in about 15 minutes. And you know how this goes. These will move just in an instant, globally, everywhere. So again, it's a process. He's going to give us a rotation number. He's going to give us either a side or total. You're going to have 30 seconds here live on the show to put it in your bet slip. And then he's going to either say go, meaning it's a bet, or he's going to say cancel. If it's cancel, we'll do it all again. Second time. If he says it again, we'll do it a third time. We'll do it a fourth time. Maybe it'll last the whole segment, Kelly. I don't know. It's possible. In the meantime, though, we have our own Mike Pritchard.
Yeah, we're going to right back to Mike Pritchard.
Oh, we are going to get right back to Mike. Okay.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulties back here today.
Yeah.
Even you, right?
A little internet. Oh, I'm having dude. The internet is janky. Should I read some tweets then?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Because it's Thanksgiving and everybody's super nice today. This is from Nash, last name Nash. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Kelly, the commodes, since I'm on plus 11, and the crew over at the secret sushi place. I'll tell them. Master of Puppets. Happy Thanksgiving, boys. Love the show and welcome to another week of Plinko. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Alan Mitchell. Gil, I just tuned in. Have I missed your Brock Purdy walks on water segment? Yes, you have.
Yeah, yes, you have.
Asking
go
for
back
a
to
friend.
The first segment.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hashtag against the wind. We talked about the Bob Seger song we had on here all day yesterday or the other day. Corey Ager. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Happy New Year. Still waiting for Dan Le Batard to make an appearance coming up next, taking the points on Turkey Day. And then John Legesa has chimed in on the Cleve TA tweet about how the MVP has always been the last 10 years the guy who leads the league in EPA, expected points per attempt, EP per drop back, with the exception of Cam Newton in 2015. And he's doing a whole analysis on it. He's got graphs on Twitter and everything. Brock Purdy.
Speaking of EPA stars.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's no one greater than Mike Pritchard, VEASAN's own, who always leads VEASAN in that category. Mike, good morning to you. Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing very well. By the way, what are you doing for Thanksgiving, Mike? Are you going on some tropical vacation?
Oh,
you're always doing something.
Well, I already did my bi-week vacation, so I'm going to kick it with the family. A lot to be thankful for this year, especially with some health issues that occurred in the family this year. So we're going to have a big gathering. Yeah, a big gathering and certainly count our blessings and be thankful for a lot.
There you go. Kicking it with the family.
Best
to you and yours and the person that it affects in your family specifically.
Thank you.
We were talking about MVP. I'm curious your thoughts. If you had an MVP vote and the vote were right at this very moment, who is your NFL MVP, Mike Pritchard?
It's a toss-up. I mean, I love what CJ is doing. Considering the circumstances, I mean, that franchise is god awful. We know that. I mean, just from an organizational standpoint, they can't get the front office in order. But here you go. You kind of hit on a traffic, and he put the franchise on shoulders. And he's kind of given some life and certainly given a future to what's going on out there in Houston. You guys were talking about Brock Purdy. He's put together a spectacular year. I don't think he qualifies for comeback player of the year because he hurt the playoffs, right? But certainly he's in the MVP discussion. But Jalen Hurts going into Kansas City and dropping some dimes the way he did under pressure coming back against the Super Bowl champion. This guy's on a mission. I said this before in the network. So he got embarrassed publicly in college when he was at Alabama, when he got replaced by Tua. And then he got embarrassed again in the Super Bowl when he fumbled the rock, and that led to Kansas City kind of winning that game, securing that game, even though Philly could have won the Super Bowl. And Jalen Hurts is this kind of guy that when he's on a mission and he's locked in like this, he's that great of an athlete. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins MVP.
Mike, I'll tell you what, we're having some technical difficulties. I don't mean to be rude, but we're gonna cut you short here because we don't want it to be bad for the listeners. It's not you, it's us. It's like we're not breaking up, and if we were breaking up, I would say it's not you, it's me. So I apologize for that. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you for the time this morning, and really the best to you and yours.
Hey, Gil, I appreciate you guys. Yeah. Best to you as well. Sorry about the we'll get those ironed out.
Yeah, it's not you. Thank you so much. We're having a lot of technical difficulties this morning. So just want to make it as good as we can for the listeners. Hope that doesn't affect the Megapod coming up in 45 minutes, Kelly. That's where young Gil really gets upset.
It might.
Here we go.
It might.
Let's talk number one seed in the AFC, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
And apologies again to Mike Pritchard for because he made the time to come on. Okay, so this market is available at DraftKings. I don't think we have this in town anywhere.
Caesars, I think, does.
Not always, but yes.
Not always.
Okay, so number one seed, both the AFC and the NFC. In the AFC, the Chiefs are the short shot. They're at 7-3, but they're plus 110. They are a half game behind the Ravens currently in the standings, but they're plus 110. The reason that they are the short shot, even after having lost to the Eagles the other night, is that the Chiefs have the fourth easiest remaining schedule in the NFL. And the three teams that are easier in terms of their remaining schedule, they're all NFC South teams who play each other. So really, it's the Chiefs that have the easiest road to hoe here. And that's why they're plus 110 despite the loss. It's justified. The Ravens to get the number one seed are 2-1. They are the current number one seed, if you will, with a half game edge over the Chiefs, Dolphins, and Jaguars. They played one more game. Then it's the Dolphins and the Jags are plus 550. The Browns lead the double-digit parade there at 13-1. We also threw in the Texans here on the board. Is there a play in the AFC to you, Kelly?
You can't play. I mean, I know we talked about it a bunch. You can't play the Chiefs at only plus 110, though, right?
You can't, but would you play against them? I don't know that you can't either.
I think the only one I'd look at that I'd be interested in is Jags. But I think I'd need a little bit longer number. Not so much because the record and the odds make sense and their schedule and everything, but with how many teams are jumbled right there,
yep.
Like you got to run pretty damn pure to probably end up winning this one seed. So I think I'd want even a little bit more than that.
Well,
this one's tougher. Once we get to the NFC, I think I'm talking you into a bet.
Well, no, you're not. But I am noticing that the Texans are 40-1, right? Yeah, and again, this falls under the category of, unlike the Brock Purdy thing, where actually believe it, make a bet, and come on the show and tell you why. This is one of those where it's like, okay, if this were available, is the number on the Texans at 40-1? Does that represent value? Yes. Do I think it actually cashes? No. And so we get into that world of we've got content to fill, so we talk about it to fill the content. But would I actually make that bet? Do I actually believe the Chiefs will not be the number one seed? And the answer is I don't. I think the Chiefs are going to be the number one seed. They're at 7-3, and they play nobody the rest of the way. Forgive me for those teams who are on the schedule, but really it's nobody. Are the Texans at 40-1 even remotely tempting to you just because of the number? And the reason I ask is because Houston, they have a top 11 easiest. They're the 11th right. easiest remaining schedule, 12th easiest, pardon me, in the NFL. 486 aggregate win percentage of opponents.
Let me put it this way. I think if you're playing them this week against the Jags, this is a sprinkle.
Sprinkle me.
It's a sprinkle.
Sprinkle me, man.
Do you disagree with that? Like, no, if you liked them this week to beat the Jaguars.
Right.
Well, you're probably adding a little bit on the division bet. You're probably adding maybe a little bit in this market.
That also occurred to me in the last market we talked about, which was the yes/no AFC
MVP
playoff.
CJ Stroud. You'd be adding a lot of bets if you're against Goff.
By the way, that's the other thing in the MVP. They're still not going to give CJ Stroud the MVP. They'll give him the Rookie of the Year. They might give D'Amico Ryans Coach of the Year. They're not going to give CJ Stroud MVP, even though his numbers are great. I thought about what you just said. I thought about in the previous segment, we talked about yes/no playoffs in the AFC. My Colts thing, 5-5. You're absolutely right. Part and parcel with that plus 180 yes on the Colts to make the playoffs, you've got to think that they're going to win this game against Tampa Bay this week.
Correct.
Yes. As a huge jump in that direction. Right. You know, that's the, part of this.
The other team that was not pictured on the graphic all throughout, just because we talked about them last segment, brutal schedule to finish up. We already went over it. Bills 120-1.
Yeah.
I think that's another one where there's just too many teams in front of them right now. That's the bigger issue with really thinking that has a chance. Yeah.
And by the way, the NFC version of this, right, where the Eagles are clear number one currently with a 9-1 record. The Eagles for this gauntlet that they're, by the way, they're -250. The Lions are only a game behind them. The Niners and Cowboys are two games behind them. The Eagles, for all this talk about the gauntlet, they've already played two games in this supposed gauntlet, and they've won them both, the Cowboys and the Chiefs. At the end of the year, they have three patsy games.
Yeah.
So that's 12 wins, even if they lose every game until then, they'd be 12-5, which I don't think they'll do, and I don't think anybody thinks they'll do. So that's a tough team to bet against.
I was thinking you might be attracted to that plus 550 next to the Niners. Because they're going to see the Eagles too, so yes. If they beat them, they would have the tie.
That would be the one bet I would make. Yes, I'm attracted to all things Niners in betting markets. Yes, plus 550 would be the only legit bet I would make.
That stuck out to me. I think minus 250 is too
much.
I
bet the Niners plus 550 here more than I would bet anything else in the AFC. Put it that way. We'll come back. RAS Sports, moving global markets, college hoops next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Good bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. We're always improving our betting splits and recently added soccer betting splits from around the world.
Say what now?
Betting splits are another way that VSiN is here to make you smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Kelly, I don't know if we get tweets at Beating the Book. I'm just randomly saying and hoping that there are tweets on here as we try to rally around the internets. CRO, I think I'm saying that correctly. C spelled S-E-A. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Commode's now getting 12.5. Did I miss something? Not anything specific, I don't believe. We missed anything on the Commode's here. Just that people love betting the Cowboys. We're checking. Larry Fresh. Hey, Larry Fresh, he was here the other day. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for that E40 sprinkle me joke. The song is now stuck in my head. You are welcome. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Arthur Middleman, happy Thanksgiving to you and Kelly. Always thought you and Parlay were the best. Kelly has raised the bar. Enjoy the holiday. How about that? We love Parlay. Parlay was the Grover Cleveland of producers as well. But Kelly and I got our own thing going on as well.
Love some Parles in Charge.
We love some Parles in Charge. That's right. We love Jeff. Jason H11, thanks and happy Thanksgiving to you, Arthur Middleman. Jason H11, happy Thanksgiving to Gilly and Kelly. ANG is my must-listen-to show every day. Thank you for all you do. What's the name of that sushi place? The most... The greatest legs of anything ever said on this show. One time. Said it once. Every day we get multiple tweets about it.
Breaking news? Breaking news. I've personally learned the rough area in Las Vegas that it's in. I think Bill Krakenberger got that out of you, too.
I gave you the rough.
The rough geographical area.
Very rough.
Very rough.
Yeah, it wasn't that... Wasn't that, pinpoint. Blue Hen Bill. So where is Hurts in your MVP? A little Washington-Philadelphia bias? Yeah, that's what it is. Hurts beat Mahomes and Dak, and when he beat the and when he beats the Hurdy Purdy man, Hurts will be a lock. How about the Washington Turkeys for your team's name? Justin, forecast for the Turkeys tomorrow is 350 and humid. Yikes. Blue Hen Bill's very angry at me. He's convinced that I'm not betting Jalen Hurts for MVP because I'm Washington and not Philly, that I'm anti-Philly. That would not be correct, Blue Hen Bill. Sorry.
Yeah. You do come on here often just spewing
anti-Philly, anti-Philly rhetoric.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have, through the magic of Alexander Graham Bell's invention, allegedly, the telephone, we have Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports with us. Mikey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How about you, Gil?
Good, doing very well, man. Good to hear you. And when I hear your voice, I know it means one of two things. One, everybody's having a party. Or two, we're going to talk some college basketball release. I'm very excited. How's the season gone for you guys at Right Angle Sports thus far?
I wish it was a party. it's been good so far. We're on phase two of the subscription service. Records 56% so far. So that's typically around where we want to be. Would love to be a little higher, of course, but 56% certainly an acceptable win rate, I think. 69 and 55 is the record so far. So, and we wanted to, we did some releases last year, so kind of wanted to get that going potentially every Wednesday on VSiN if you guys will have us.
Without a doubt. Now, is this, and just for those who are listening to this for the first time, do you guys go through the whole college basketball season, or do we usually wrap it up at one point?
It depends. Sometimes we need a break. We try to go as early as we can, November, and even into like early to mid December. Then, you know, we like to take a little break. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but a lot of us need a break after college football season and the grind that is college hoops, November and early December with all the transfers and all the newness that we have to keep up with. And a lot of times we're a little burnt out. So we, like last year, I think we took about 2 weeks off and then restarted a new service in early January. So I don't know what the future holds for this year, but I would assume it'll probably be something similar to that.
Okay. Before we get to this college basketball release, any thoughts on Michigan, Ohio State? Just out of curiosity.
I haven't looked at football in a while. Michigan's schedule's been comically easy.
Yeah, sure has.
I mean, I suppose Penn State was supposed to be a challenge, but it didn't end up working out that way, unfortunately. But I think the look aheads, I don't even know what the number is right now. I know the look aheads were 6.5 a couple of weeks ago, Michigan by 6.5. I certainly would have liked Ohio State at that price, but I think we're probably in I think the opener I saw was, well, I think the opener was maybe 4.5, 5, but I think it was down to 3.5, 4-ish. I don't even know where it's at right now. I haven't looked, honestly.
Yeah.
I for Ohio State, I don't really have much of an opinion, though.
Okay.
In terms of,
all right.
I would feel like I'm guessing if I gave an opinion at that price.
It's a very honest answer. I took my shot. It's 3.5 right now in favor of the Wolverines. Okay. All right. I lied. One last thing before we get the release. I know people are like, get to the release. Do you have any college basketball future that you would recommend right now at this moment?
I don't, man, you're hitting me with questions. I don't know what the future's
mine. Okay. All right.
I think I actually was on, I was talking to Rufus on their podcast a week or so ago, and they asked me the same thing. So you would have think I looked at it, but I do like it, but I haven't because I understand.
So, you are, this is what I appreciate about you. You are immersed. I know this from Dr. Bob. You guys are immersed, and there's nothing, like I said to Dr. Bob, I was like, what do you think about world events? Bob would be like, what world events? What are you talking about? So I get
it.
Yeah, I totally get it. All right, you ready to do this?
I never know what's happening in the world or in the news.
No, I know.
That's for sure. Maybe. I like Creighton. I don't even know what their future price is.
Okay.
I do as a solid team this year. And then No Arkansas lost last game, but I did like Arkansas coming into the season.
Okay, so. Creighton and Arkansas. There's an answer. All right, let's do this. Here's how this works, everybody. Michael is going to give us a rotation number and a bet, side or total. We're going to add that bet to our bet slip. He's going to give us 30 seconds. If he says go, you make the bet. If he says cancel, get it off your betting slip. We'll do it all over again. Okay? It will not be a bet. You'll remove it from your betting slip. We'll do it all over again. It'll give another rotation number. Mike, you ready to do this?
Sure. You want to read it off or you want me to?
I want you to, and then I'll repeat it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Go ahead.
All right. The rotation number 688, Georgia Tech, Cincinnati, under 150. That's a 7 p.m. Eastern start for people who don't have rotation numbers.
All right.
7 p.m. Eastern, Georgia Tech, Cincinnati, under 150.
688, Georgia Tech, Cincinnati, under 150. Everybody, you got about 20 more seconds to get this in your betting slip. 7 p.m. Eastern tip-off for those who don't have rotation numbers and you're looking at it chronologically. Rotation number 688, Georgia Tech, Cincinnati, under 150. All right, Mike, give us 5 more seconds, and you tell us go or cancel when you are ready.
All right, this play is a go.
Go
ahead and submit that.
Go. Submit it. Everybody get it in.
Boom.
Bing, bang, boom. Oh, I didn't get it. Hold on. Hold on. I didn't fudge it, too, because I don't want to jock it here.
The other thing, if people are still scrambling for it, hopefully you had it in your bet slip already. But, again, those ones that don't have rotation, you're going in time order usually. So, again, 7 p.m. Eastern time for this game tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going online here to see the Christmas tree light up here on this. Again, that's the Georgia Tech Cincinnati under. And I'm looking at an array of books right now. And here we go. And here it comes. All right, Mike, appreciate it very much. Let's do this every week, okay?
All right, same time, same place every week.
My man. There you go. Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports. You can follow them on Twitter at RAS Sports. On the old Twitter machine.
Do I get to do my auctioneer voice now?
Yes, please go.
All right, now we're down to 148 and a half, down to 148. Now we're off the board at 3 other shops. I see a 149 out there. I see a 149 and a half, and we're off the board at 3 more shops. Now we're down to 147 and a half over at Caesars. 147 faraway places.
Well, you said something there that is,
148 at Circa.
Yeah. By the way, did I give the wrong Twitter for Right Angle Sports? Let me make sure, because I'm having trouble calling it up right now. But you said something there that is also one other way that books handle this, right? And if they know he's coming on this show every week at this time, they do this. Some books' reaction is not to just move it. Some books is just to take it down.
Which I completely get,
and then come back
there
later.
There will be a point of resistance. You just don't know when it's going to be.
That's right. Ed Golden's operation.
145 and a half.
What is it?
I see a 145 and a half right now.
4.5 points lower. Oh, man. Coming back. More football talk. Jason Weingarten next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
There is so much to be thankful for. Family, friends, food, and NFL football all week long. DraftKings Sportsbook is keeping your Thanksgiving week full of action. New customers can bet just $5 on the NFL to score 150 instantly in bonus bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VEGAS. That's code VEGAS. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin here at Bar Canada at the D. A couple notes. One, Right Angle Sports Twitter handle is RAS Picks. RAS Picks for those interested. And also to the question of how low should you bet that under? When should you stop betting? In other words, he gave it out. Michael Craig did the under in that ball game between Georgia Tech and Cincinnati. He gave it out at -150. The answer, and I'll read it verbatim what he said to me, because it was a little nuanced. He said, personally liked it to 147, meaning down to 147, nothing below that. But the official advice, he says, should probably be 148. So there you go.
Gotcha.
So definitely don't bet it below 147. And right now it should be noted that is a consensus 146 and a half. with the low mark being 146 over there at Wager on the Internet.
Yeah, so we got a little buyback at 145.5.
That was the resistance point was 4.5 points lower. Yeah, that's the thing about Right Angle Sports, man. They move it. They move it big time. And there you go. So we'll do that every week. We did it last year, too, and it's just pretty incredible. You know, it's funny with the crew, too, right? Because the first week that it happens, everybody is wowed by it. By week three, they're like, yeah, whatever. 5-point move. No big deal.
Normal thing.
No biggie. Jason Weingarten is with us, yes, from under a cloud of smoke somewhere in Southern Cali. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. How's it going, Gil?
Doing very well. Happy Thanksgiving. How does Jason Weingarten spend his Thanksgiving?
Hopefully not losing money. Do you ever like rank the holidays you lose the most money on?
Oh, I have not. I'm sure you have.
That is great.
It's awesome. Where does this rank?
Probably number one. I think just with the NFL games, you know, now with the 3-game slate, just historically I've had some memorable experiences, not positive experiences, but memorable experiences on Thanksgiving. So if I had to think about it, I'd probably put Thanksgiving up there as one of the worst. But it's this whole week.
Well,
this whole week's a great betting week.
It's a great betting week. NFL, I mean, NFL is difficult, though, this week. I mean,
you have college basketball from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. today.
Yep.
You know, and that's just today.
I'm going to a Pepperdine game today at Dollar Loan Center Arena. I'll be in-game college.
You're not going to the Irvine game?
No.
You're going to the Pepperdine game?
Yeah, because I know a kid on Pepperdine. I've been going to Pepperdine games now for, this is my third year going, because I know his dad very well, and I knew the kid. He's the leading scorer on Pepperdine, Houston Millett. I've known him since he was a little kid. So I always end up at Pepperdine games. But yes, it's in-game college betting is really what I will have the most volume on. It's what I talk about the least on the show because it's in-game, right? I have no idea when those moments will be betting this stuff. Thanksgiving is an interesting thing, though, that you bring that up, because I can remember many a Thanksgiving where they were just printing money for people who bet the favorite, laid a lot of points, right? Some Thanksgivings in the past have been just printing money for any bettors out there, casual bettors. This is one of those weekends, right, where we have a bunch of huge favorites, starting with the Lions in the morning, running through the Dolphins the next day, right? Lions, Cowboys, Niners, Dolphins. What are your thoughts on those four games? Have you made bets on any of them?
Yeah, most of my bets are teasers or tied into teasers. Some stuff from Monday. Trying not to go too crazy and ruin another Thanksgiving. But, you know, obviously I can't pass up action. So, yeah, I have some bets. I don't think I have anything particularly crazy. I am personally excited, because I mentioned Dak Prescott last week, MVP race. This is always kind of the Cowboys spot on Thanksgiving. If you're going to get Dak in the MVP race, got to have a big game tomorrow. Brock Purdy, same thing. He gets a primetime game on Thanksgiving to kind of further his case.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some money there. I see a lot of people kind of circling the Brock Purdy wagon. I'm happy about that. I don't think he's a sexy pick, but like, If you want to vote for him, you know, I got some money there, so I'm excited. And then we got Mississippi State. So tomorrow is just a football day all around. I love it.
Love it. Love it. It's the greatest. And it goes into Friday with the Black Friday football game in the NFL. College football as well on Friday. And then, you know, it's rivalry week. It's a great college football week. And the end of college football as we know it, right? Heading into championship week and bowl season and our last 4-team playoff ever. Do you... I mean, how much college football action do you have so far this weekend?
Not a ton. I got some stuff on Mississippi on Thursday. Obviously, in-game betting is kind of where I like to approach stuff. I do have some college basketball stuff for today, though. You know,
please.
I don't normally bet college basketball, but there are obviously situations that pop up. And one of them is today. It happens to be one of my favorite situations, and I think there's like 6 games that actually fit this profile. They have all these weird made up tournaments going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the, the Fort Myers shootout and the SoCal Classic and San Juan Capistrano. I've never heard of any of these tournaments. I don't even know if they're real. But they play like they play third place games in these things. For
yes,
some
they
reason.
Do. So like, yes, they do.
The Mayan division tips off at 9:30 a.m. Pacific. You get Morgan State versus Chicago State, totals 144. You know, are they really going to play defense in the third place game in the Mayan division? I'm not even sure where in Mexico they're playing this. I looked it up. It's at a Hard Rock Hotel, but I don't know where. So, you know, I'm taking the over in all of these third place games. You got Colorado State, Boston College. I don't know where they're playing. Sacramento State, Austin Peay. Again, I'm not exactly sure where they're playing. Some of these, one of these is in San Juan Capistrano down by me. Southern Illinois, New Mexico State, Bradley, Texas, El Paso, and West Virginia versus Virginia. I round robin to all those overs because they're third place games in stuff like the surf division final round. Do we even know where that is? I you know, like some of this stuff, it's like a joke, but they're playing these games. So I bet some overs.
So your theory being that despite these are actual games that count to their records, the fact that they have traveled in almost all the cases to a venue to play and they're not going to win the tournament, the kids are just not going to want to play defense at this point because it's, for goodness sake, it's for third place. So you round robin.
Are you getting up to play in the Fort Myers tip-off third place game
are you
on
asking
the day
me?
Before Thanksgiving? Yeah. You know, like, are we playing defense in this game, Gil? No.
No,
we're not.
I don't think we are.
We're taking over 120 in the Virginia-West Virginia game.
I wonder how much these tournaments are like bowl games, too, where the bowls always create a lot of activities and festivities for the, you know, teams and players, too, that, yeah, maybe if you're in a third-place game, you're taking advantage of some of those instead of focusing more about this game. I'm with Jason here. I think this makes sense.
There was a game last night. Northridge was playing a college that I didn't know existed. I still don't even know how to pronounce the name, but I kept betting on them because I know how bad Northridge is. Have you heard of Lemoyne? I don't even know how you say it. Some Jesuit school in Lemoyne, upstate New York.
Yeah.
A Jesuit school in New York. They beat Northridge last night. That Pepperdine game yesterday, I was tilting because I had Pepperdine and they lost and I was grumpy. So I just kept live betting Lemoyne every stoplight on the way home. And I hit every stoplight, which is great because I have like a 20-second timer on my live betting. So it was like every stoplight, live bet, you know, spread, money line, you know, next stoplight, spread, money line, over and over. I was real grumpy. So
you
know,
you made
a lot of money.
Are you?
That.
Do you do the Matt Brown pullover to the side of the road and make
no,
the bets?
I don't pull over if I'm not gonna, you know, like I'll let a bet go. I'm not, you know, it's not that important. There was a Nicaraguan baseball thing where the spreads were backwards once. Where I did actually pull over because, you know, that was crazy. But in general, no, I don't. I won't do something like that. Yeah. I'll just let it go. But
by the way,
I was grumpy last night.
No, I appreciate a grumpy Jason Weingarten, though. I like when you're annoyed at some stuff. Like, here's my unsolicited Pepperdine advice, and I don't know. I didn't follow it. The game that you bet on, but if they're ever up, and they are up in some games, count on Lorenzo Romar to coach them out of the lead. That he is such a poor in-game coach. Like, it's incredible. They lose to Irvine yesterday. Pepperdine does 76-60. They were 6-point dogs in that one. Yeah, they got crushed. So you had Pepperdine in-game, you said?
No, I had Pepperdine pregame. It closed six. It was like 7.5. Went 7.5-6. That's why I was grumpy.
Yeah.
I was like, got a whole point and a half there.
Okay. Jason, any no Rose Zhang this weekend, right? She let us down.
But there's golf all around the world. Australia, they're playing. South Africa. There's a ton of golf this weekend. I'll probably look to mostly see if I can get anything mid tournament. But there's so much sports this weekend. If you want to avoid your family, there's something to avoid your family with at almost any time of the day or night. It's great.
No doubt about it. My mom was like, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I was like, not a damn thing. Watching football all day long and basketball and whatever else. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it, man.
Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you guys later.
You too. Jason Weingarten, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Kelly and I coming back to wrap it up next. We'll be right back.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN's second annual Betsgiving has begun. VSiN host, writers, and analysts, leaderboard at VSiN.com. Follow the bets on DraftKings Sportsbook app. Everybody involved, it'll last for a full week. Check it out to determine VSiN's number one better, they say. What are the rules now? Minimum five. So it's everybody starts with $1,000.
Yep.
Minimum $500 must be bet. So you can't just lollygag and sit there at $1,000 and not do anything, mm-hmm. right? And then you must make at least seven bets.
At least seven bets.
That's right.
I know there are. Okay. I know there are some people though thinking about the strategy of wait a few days before even firing.
Yeah.
Which is fair. I think it's a fair strategy.
The reason that we changed it this time around. Too, because last time when we did it, the first annual Betsgiving, which by the way, Matt Eumanns won, correct?
Yes. I don't remember.
I believe it was Matt Eumanns, yeah. We were confined to you must bet on this, you must bet on this, and then you must bet on this. And it was sort of the reaction was it's not really a real reflection of betting. So what we've done now is it's 7 days of betting, right? 7 days of betting designed to really reflect how you actually bet. And so how do some of us bet? Some of us originate some stuff. We tail others on some other stuff. We're in gaming. We're pre-flopping. We're doing all kinds of different things throughout the course of a week. And you will get a sense of that from all of us. And then in the end, who wins, wins. So all kinds of strategy. Do you have a strategy? Are you one of these guys who are going to just like, hang tight for a while?
No, I came out fired. I got a few bets today, actually. Real quick.
Volume. Wes Reynolds is going to lead in volume.
Yeah.
No doubt about
that.
Yeah.
I probably need to sit down and actually think about the strategy a little bit more. The ones I entered today are NBA bets that I already bet that I'm just betting today. I'll go over those here in a minute. I guess some golf news. John Rahm might be heading to the old LIV.
Come on.
$600 million rumored for him out there.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
John Rahm.
This is nothing official yet. There's just a bunch going around on golf Twitter right now, and he is trending on Twitter right now for this. So keep an eye out for that. He's long been rumored ever since the start of it. He's tight with Phil Mickelson.
What's more amazing than what you just said? The fact that it's John Rahm, the number one player in the world, along with Scottie Scheffler, 1A, 1B, or $600 million.
The money, I've stopped being surprised about.
Yeah, but 600, like this makes the Dustin Johnson amount look like a pittance at this point.
The Tiger rumors were always that they were offering him upwards of like a billion.
Well, that's Tiger.
I know. Yeah. but how many years are you going to get out of
that? A bottomless pit of money.
Bottomless pit of money.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. New York Mets 16. If the mark of a good team is playing poorly and still finding a way to win, like the Lions, then how good are the Steelers this year? Yeah, but the Steelers, they get outgained every game, and no. Ryan Hyde, happy Thanksgiving to Kelly and Gil. Word is Gil had the Pilgrims in a Survivor contest that year. Close call, but it got home. The numbers guys, very thankful for ANG, and it's paid off financially with MLB Future Bets. Thank you. Love the show. Well, this year that was courtesy of Jason Weingarten, so thanks to Jason. Rick Ollier, not that anyone is asking, but my MVP rankings would be Purdy number one, Reek number two, and Brandon Crawford number three. That's awesome. I love the references to old ANG stuff. Steven Vegas, happy Thanksgiving, Gil and Kelly, and congrats on being allowed to sit at the adults table tomorrow at Circa. Thank you for reminding me, Steven Vegas. I'm sure the Chainsmokes, 70s Detroit Rock, and Morning Bud Lights will miss you guys. Also, for those with no family in town, do you have a sushi recommendation? Las Vegas 514, yo, let's have some fun. Ruin Thanksgiving in four words. For example, nobody can watch football. You're in Young Kelly's turn. Go.
Oh, gosh, it's that one right there that I'm not allowed to watch football.
No Olivia Rodrigo commercials. Happy Thanksgiving giving, fellas, to you and your families. Thank you, Las Vegas. New York Mets 16 also saying if the Colts do, in fact, make the playoffs, where does that put Shane Steichen in the coach of the year race? He'd be up there, but he wouldn't win it for sure. Let's go to I read these out of order. Mike Rouse. When you say rough area, do you mean Clark County for the sushi spot?
Yes. Narrowed down to Clark County. Yeah,
Clark County.
I got a little bit more specific than that, but not much.
Jesse Welch firing away with right angle sports picks is one of the best parts of college basketball. Appreciate it. Paul Zhang got the 150 down to 147 where he was betting it. Now, Chris Heath on these right angle sports segments. Note to self, do not have the accept any change button on when on when doing this exercise. Oof, that's a very good pro tip. Do not have the extra step on that. That's for sure, because that will jam you up.
Auburn, I mean, I wouldn't have that on ever for anything, but
yes,
like, it's kind of like horse racing. I'd rather know what I'm betting before, you know, before 100%. I put my money in.
But on, in this particular exercise, you don't want it.
Yes, because it's going to move multiple
points. Auburnist with a very good question. Any idea what the record was last year on the Right Angle Sports picks given out on the show? You know what? I don't. And that's the other thing about this. It's one thing to move it, but it's got to get home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun exercise and everything, but you want it to get home for sure. And Jesse points out, Jesse Welch, how does Jason spend his Thanksgiving? Hopefully not losing money. Ha ha, great answer. Let's see. This was Vegas regular. Lemoyne, former home of Tom Browning and Jim DeShays. All right, there's some other people knew where Lemoyne was as well. Okay, what are you betting tomorrow? We'll throw the Egg Bowl in there, too, if you do have a bet on that. But I'm thinking more NFL, either tomorrow or Black Friday. We will be here. By the way, Kelly and I will be here live tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. We'll preview all the things. Not here. We'll be at Circa again. They're letting us into the main house.
We'll be on your airwave, so.
Yes, we'll be there. And we'll talk all Thanksgiving NFL games. But right now, bets or and or contests, what do you like?
You want to start tonight with some NBA real quick?
Oh, let's do that.
I do have some NBA bets tonight. Mm-hmm. I did play Giannis. Actually, just played this to score 30+. His point prop is 28.5. You want to go over that? I think that's a fine look, too. I'm interested to see this matchup with the Celtics tonight. It's a big game, obviously, in the Eastern Conference. These are the two top teams in the East to me. Keep in mind, Grant Williams guarded Giannis a lot last year, so I'm very interested to see what defensive adjustments Boston has in store to guard Giannis tonight. I think that might be a tricky matchup for them. So I did play his over points prop. Rockets laid the 5 points with them. Memphis coming into town. This is a massive, massive gap in net rating between these two teams. You're talking about Houston. If you haven't been paying attention to the NBA, Houston playing some pretty good ball right now. They're 500, but net rating, they got plus 5.0 net rating. Memphis minus 4.7 net rating. So huge gap there. It's the Rockets. I don't think you want to go crazy betting this, but I did bet that. And then Thunder, laying 6.5 against the Bulls coming into town. I'm kind of surprised this number is still this low. Hopefully SGA doesn't pop up anywhere on any injury reports later. I'll lose my mind. A couple Bulls questionable for this game. LaVine, Patrick Williams, Alex Caruso all look like they're going to go, but maybe not. This is another one where you're talking Thunder plus 9, over 9 net rating, non-garbage time minutes in the season so far. Chicago minus 4.8. No Jalen Williams for the Thunder as well. So started there. Thunder minus 6.5. Rockets minus 5. Giannis 30+ points tonight in the NBA. NFL then, I'm very involved in the Lions game. Much like what we Will, Drew, right? They both mentioned the past couple days. I laid that 7 on the opener. I have not tied into teasers yet, but I will tie into one or two teasers. The Lions leg as well, because I do think it's probably going to end up being the best leg out there. So I have that for Thursday. I've got two more NFL bets I made, but they are on Sunday.
So I, again, with this is all in the prism. Okay, my bets, they're going to be bets. There's going to be contest picks, and I got Megapod 3 coming up right here at the top of the hour. It's the hardest week of the year, I believe, so far in the NFL. Like, for without question, to me, it is.
So it's, for me, the whole past month has been difficult. For me, this week, I actually thought was a little easier.
Young Gill's on a 16-2 run on the Megapod. Hadn't been hard for Young Gill. But I will say this. This is where it starts to get sort of hairy. And I don't like Sunday much at all. I know I liked Indianapolis in terms of the in terms of guessing lines. This is also feels like the first week where I am wavering on my guessing lines instincts also, which I haven't had happen yet this year. But like, I don't know if Indianapolis is going to make my top five. I'll tell you what I do like. I like Detroit like you do tomorrow. I'll probably buy it down and bet it at 7. But I'll probably play it in a contest too. The Commanders are getting 12 now. I like that. Do I want to lay the 7 with the Niners? Maybe.
There are 12 and a halves out there.
Yeah. The Jets are catching 10. I mean, that's the value to me on Black Friday. Will I ultimately play that? I don't know, but if I will, it's only them in that game. So I think I'm going to have two or three plays the Thanksgiving Black Friday 2-day stretch here, which will leave me only two to play after that. And I think those two right now, Kelly, are Philadelphia only giving 3 against Buffalo now on Sunday. And I still like the Vikings down to 3.5 hosting the Bears on Monday night. I'm trying to avoid as much of Sunday as I can. Is basically my strategy in the NFL.
Yeah, that Eagles line is it's caught my attention.
A lot of people will love the Bills. Oh, bad spot for the Eagles. How are they stopping the Eagles?
Yeah, I hear you.
They keep losing players on defense. I like
that. And again, we pointed that out on Monday. I was surprised that line was moving before the Monday night game.
Mr. Anti-Philly betting the Eagles. You know. So I think that's my big umbrella thing is I'm avoiding as much as Sunday as possible. We'll be back tomorrow morning, same time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours from VSiN.